You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. And boy, oh boy, do we have the perfect co-host today. Serena Chu from Serena, you were on Peter's season of The Bachelor. You're on Matt's season of The Bachelor.
Yes, I was on season 25.
And then more notably, you were on Bachelor in Paradise. More notably, I only say that because I don't really watch Bachelor or Bachelorette, but I will watch Bachelor in Paradise. So that's where I know you from, is Bachelor in Paradise.
Right. I had a little moment.
Yeah, well, you know what? We all have our moments. But welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you guest co-host with us today. What's going on? How the heck are you? Give us an elevator pitch on how you're feeling today.
Today I'm good. I'm kind of like in this transitional period. I'm moving to a new city. I'm still doing the same job since being on the show, and just like a big step from dating to relationships. It's like a whole 180 for me.
Well, you're based out of New York City, so I'm assuming that's not the case anymore. Where are you going?
Yeah, so I've been flying out of New York since I've been a flight attendant in 2019. And just recently, I decided to transfer bases to Miami. Mm. So
Miami, yummy, yummy.
Yes, I know. The humidity has been killing me, but I've been having a great time so far. So I'm finishing off my last couple months in New York. September will be my last month. And then starting October, I'll be flying out of Miami.
Sweet. Well, congratulations. That's a big step. Staying on the East Coast though. I was so certain you were going to say LA or like San Diego or something.
No, I mean, San Diego could be an option later on in life, but I'm still enjoying my time out here on the East Coast for sure.
I don't even count San Diego as the West Coast. I feel like it's its own little thing. When I think of the West Coast, I think of LA, I think of San Fran. When I think of San Diego, I'm like, nah, that's like more of an East Coast city in my vibe.
Because San Diego is like a paradise. It's not as crazy as LA or the Bay or like all of the middle in between. It's like its own genre.
I guess so. I got to go out. I got to be on record saying, Jared, that might be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard you say.
I've said far dumber things. Don't you disrespect me like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, and Serena, so what do you do for work? You're a flight attendant?
I'm a flight attendant, yes.
Nice. How is that? What airline?
I work for American, and I love it.
Nice.
Like, it's everything that fits with like my personality and the way my schedule works and like all the adventurous things I can do in between. It's like more the perfect balance between a lifestyle and a career.
Well, I've got so many questions about this. Okay. So as a flight attendant, you obviously get the opportunity to travel a lot because you get to fly for free, right?
Yes.
Okay. So where are like some places that you have been able to go with that privilege?
So with my benefits, we get to fly for free on standby. It's not like a concrete seat, but we do get to like see what seats are available. And from there, I've been to Europe a few times, Mexico a bunch, and then flying back from the East Coast to the West Coast is super easy to like see my friends and family that I've all kind of dispersed. But I haven't really dabbled in like my big list of countries, which would be like Asia or like Russia, Croatia, Turkey, all of that stuff.
Like,
but it's definitely
east.
Coming up. Yeah.
Further east than Europe. Well, at least being in Miami, you're going to be closer to like Central and South America. So that's an easier little jaunt for you.
And that's the thing that I love about being on the East Coast is because it's kind of the center of the world, you know, because California have like Asia on that side, but on this side, it's in the middle of like.
But I mean, even living in LA, it's still a 12-hour flight to get to Japan. In New York or Miami, it's a 6-hour flight to get to Europe. So it definitely is like you're definitely closer on either side to some pretty great places.
Yeah.
That's how I pitched Ashley on moving to Rhode Island. I said, Rhode Island's the center of the world, Ashley. There's no other place you'd rather be.
Did you know that Providence, Rhode Island has the most direct flights to Europe than any other city in America?
Shut the hell up. There's no way that's possible.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I was gonna say, I don't think I've ever stepped foot in Providence.
I think we have one direct flight to Providence. And it's so funny because now they're rebranding the airport. Rhode Island TF Green International Airport. And it's like, guys, you have two international flights. Shut the hell up.
They fly to like Toronto or something.
Pretty much. There's one flight that's made it over the Atlantic. Serena, so I have actually a lot of questions about a flight attendant, your profession, because I got to be honest, from my eyes, it seems like one of the worst jobs that I could do for myself. One, I hate flying. I hate it so much. I just get nervous every time the plane bumps a little bit, convinced we're going to go down. Now I center myself and I realize that I'm being paranoid, but every time, honestly, you guys bring me comfort because when I look up and I see a flight attendant just relaxing and talking and looking at his or her phone, then I'm like, oh, okay, if they're fine, then we're fine. But then secondly, I work in the hospitality industry, so I serve people, I bartend, I do whatever I need to do. So the idea of working in that industry 35,000 feet in the air seems horrible to me. Like, I just want to keep my feet on the ground. So like, do you deal with rowdy customers at all that just get drunk on planes? Or have you gotten hit on a lot? Like, do you get so many numbers?
Yeah. What's like a weird situation that you've been in recently up in the
sky? Yeah, it's all of that. And it just kind of sucks. It's because if, say, I get hit on by a creepy guy or whatever, it's not like I can immediately run away. You know, I'm kind of stuck there. There's only two walkways that I can go and bypassing him. When I actually flew to Argentina like 3 weeks ago, and the minute this guy stepped off the plane, he was just like automatically like harassing me, saying how like beautiful I was and like disregarding I had a boyfriend. He was like, oh, dump him, he's probably trash, like just talking mad shit. But also just like at a point I knew how to handle the situation because I've been in that situation a lot of times, and ultimately I kind of just avoid passing by. And I knew it was only gonna last like an hour or two because it was like an overnight flight. So I was like, okay, once this guy goes to bed, I'll give him his food. It's done. Like,
once this guy goes to bed, I'm gonna duct tape him to the seat. He won't be allowed to leave until security comes and gets him.
Literally.
Well, because the thing is, when I'm bartending and somebody gets drunk or rowdy, I can easily just cut them off and ask them to leave. Unfortunately for you guys, you can cut them off, but you can't ask a customer to leave when you're 40,000 feet in the air. So that's gotta be really hard.
Yeah. And I feel like people, this is what I've noticed when people are like on the plane, they're ready to drink. They think that they're going to have a great time and like be drunk and happy and like kind of party on the plane, but they're not. They'll take two or three drinks and they'll be out like a light. Like, it's people get so sleepy drinking on the plane. And I think it's because you're in a setting that's kind of like a library. Like, they don't even try to get too crazy. It's the people that either travel with a big group of friends, the route to Vegas and the route to Miami, they are probably the most rowdy routes that I work.
They want to get the party started before they land.
Yeah, you're going to be getting used to that rowdy crowd now that you're in Miami.
I know. And that's the biggest thing that I'm worried about are like the Miami passengers and kind of like the rapport that they have, everyone yeah. that's here.
But I'm sure it'll be fun still. So I got a question too. You mentioned this in that last story, you were talking about your boyfriend. So you have a boyfriend.
Yes.
That was kind of one of my next questions regarding being a flight attendant as well, because I would imagine it's got to be pretty challenging to date someone, right? While you're, if you're gone so much.
Definitely. When I became a flight attendant in 2019 and living in New York, I was not even looking to be in a relationship. I was like, I don't know anybody in New York. And I also get to fly home whenever. There's not that much time for me to date because I'm only in town for less than half the month mm-hmm. or whatever. So when I first moved to New York, I was just kind of dating to like see New York, like, oh, like dress up in a really cute outfit. Like, let's go to a nice restaurant. Let's have a few drinks. Let's meet people. I wasn't trying to find love at the time. And in New York, that's great if that's what you're looking for. Dating is not an issue. But I will say being a flight attendant, it does have its perks because it's like, oh, like I want to go on a date. And then sometimes, because I would warn them, I'd be like, I'm a flight attendant. Like I am on call, but like I do kind of want to meet up. So I'm just letting you know if I do cancel, it's because I got called into work. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them were very understanding and they were like, okay, well, just hit me up when you get back. And I'm like, okay, perfect. So it was great because it was kind of like on my schedule and I wasn't really let down too much.
That's fair. So then how did you and this guy end up like hitting it off? Because I guess just to be clear, you do have a boyfriend, right?
Oh yeah. I kind of went off topic. Like,
no, you're fine. You're fine. We love going off topic on this one. I love it too. Whenever anyone's on the podcast and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I was just talking for so much. I'm always in the back of my head. Like that's literally the point of the podcast is just yep. to talk. So please talk our ears off. So tell me about the boyfriend. How did you guys meet? How long have you guys been together? All that good stuff.
Yeah. So we met in February. We were actually introduced by a mutual friend. We thought we were mutual friends, but it was kind of just like an acquaintance. Like I had a friend who was able to get me tickets to I think it was the Lakers versus the Nets basketball game.
Ooh, and good ticket.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, I have a ticket if you want to go. And I was like, cool, I'm going to bring one of my girlfriends. And he was like, no, like I have to give the other ticket to this other girl, but you can go with her. And I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. Like I've never met this girl, but you know, the seats yeah. are great. Like I'm social, I'll just go. So we went and we hit it off. We were really cool, pretty much friends by the end of the night. I posted an Instagram story with her and she had reposted it. And then my boyfriend now kind of was like, oh, who is that? Like, you should introduce us. And like a couple weeks later, she put us all in like a little, it kind of felt like a formal like email, like, hey, like so-and-so, this is so-and-so. I just wanted
looping in Serena.
Like, I'm going to let you guys take it from here.
I'll be CC'd on all the emails to make sure the conversation is going smoothly.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's how I felt. And then I was just took it like super lightheartedly. Because at the time I was just still like dating people, but I wasn't on the apps since getting off the show. So I was like, okay, whoever I can meet organically, like, let's just have fun with it. And so we started chatting and then it was like a week or two before Super Bowl weekend, we were both going to be in LA just to like hang out with friends and stuff. And then we met up like a few times during the weekend. And then for some reason, our schedules worked out. And then we just started planning to meet up for like pretty much every weekend after that.
Nice. And this has been going on for, you said like what, 6 months?
No, February. So yeah, about 6 months, February, March, April, May, June, July. Yeah, we're about to hit 6 months at the end of this.
Nice. Half year anniversary. How exciting. What was it like for you dating after the show? Because especially in New York, I've noticed that there's a much higher concentration of Bachelor fans in New York, which kind of makes sense because it's so densely populated. But I feel like whenever I went out in New York, it was like five times more chaotic than it would be anywhere else. Did you ever have any like weird experiences dating in New York? Like post show?
Post show dating was really terrible for me, honestly.
How come?
It was just because, like, post show, I was worried about going back on the apps because I thought people would just want to date the idea of me rather than not knowing who I was and just meeting me like for who I am.
So like, I was, they like, want like a good story out of it kind of thing.
Right. So I was just kind of like, I was just like, I will just meet people organically. But then the people I was meeting organically were awful. Like, I would say, like, straight up, like, narcissists. Mm. And I don't want to blame that on the show, but I do feel like I was more susceptible to falling for narcissists because they're kind of known for, like, falling in love with you in, like, the first month of meeting you. Like, everything is just super fast and whirlwind. And say dating in Bachelor Nation, you're kind of preparing yourself to fall in love within a month and a half of just like these little interactions and stuff like that.
Yeah. I know it is funny dating after the show because you're like on the first day, all right, so are you ready for engagement? Are you ready for kids?
Exactly. You're just like, you're trying to just get all the big conversations out of the way. But so with those, like dating with them, I'd never actually dated anyone in New York. I think I dated one person in New York after the show, but that was after two previous people. That one was like lived in San Francisco and the other one was like in Hawaii, but they literally were so short-lived and it's actually comical to think about like dating them afterwards.
But why? Because it just like was weird.
Yeah. And it was just like the guy that I was dating in Hawaii, I was like, oh my God, it's Hawaii. Like I can just fly there whenever. Like it was fine.
Yeah, but that's 12 hours. That's way too far.
It is really far. But we would like talk on the phone all the time. And then I just found out all these little lies. Like once I started getting to know him, all these little lies were like coming out. Because like
what kind of lies were you?
What constitutes as a little lie versus a big lie?
Oh yeah, good question.
Oh my God, wait, these weren't even little lies. I'm totally under.
Did he have another family?
They were big lies. This guy lied about his age.
By how many years?
By like 8.
Going younger? Did he lie to be younger or lie to be older?
He said he was 30, but he was 38.
Oh man.
Oh,
that's like 38. It's not even that old.
That's fine. Why would you even lie about that?
Like, I'm not one to judge. I'm like, age for me is not like that big of a deal, but I don't beyond me. And then found out he had a daughter.
And he didn't, did he lie about it or did he just not tell you? I guess one in the same kind of.
Okay, he didn't tell me until way later, but that wasn't an issue. That's not like really a big issue for me, except that she was 9 years old. So that's like,
yes.
But that's what I'm saying. When you're 30 years old and then you have a 9-year old daughter, I'm assuming you had her at 21, not 29.
Yeah. Right.
So I was like, okay, like you've been a dad for a while. And it was pretty much like once everything came to fruition, I legit just like ditched and like left Hawaii early without even telling him. I was like, he had to go like coach some soccer game. I was like, you know what?
He just bounced.
Yeah. I just like was at the airport, got on the first flight back to Charlotte. And I was like,
he walks back in from the soccer game. Honey, I'm home.
Yeah. That was just an experience on its own.
That's pretty awkward. But how nice is it now? Jared and I talk about this all the time. I know you're only 6 months into the relationship, but how nice is it to like not have to worry about another situation like that happening again while you're at least in your relationship now, you know?
It's amazing, honestly. I'm not going to lie. Like the guy I'm with now is like the first like honest, real relationship that I've ever had. So that's also something I'm dealing with because it's like, I'm having all of these like emotions and
Like, that's good. Emotions are a positive thing in a relationship.
Having to take like his thoughts into consideration, and like, it is such hard work. I feel like I'm constantly trying to like hone in on how I'm feeling, and also like trying to figure out like the best way to navigate like our communication styles and stuff like that.
What was your longest relationship prior to this?
Like a year and a half in college.
Okay. So you've been in a long-term relationship. So you understand that obviously as it goes on, like more compromises, the more you have to think of the other person and how they react to things versus how you react to things and conversations. Yeah. Relationships suck.
Relationships suck. Can we?
That's how I feel, because it's like when I was single, I was like, why? Like, just kind of comparing, I'm like, why? Like, when I was new, I was like, all I cared about was like myself, like how I felt, what I wanted to do, blah, blah, blah. But being in a relationship that's worth it, it's like you have to put in the extra thought and the extra love and the extra work to like want to keep
make it work.
Exactly.
Totally.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
I've got a question for both of you guys. Do you find that when you're in a relationship, you notice your friendships maybe take a little bit to the back burner as well? Because that's kind of how I feel sometimes, where I like have been neglecting my friendships because I've been focusing too much on my relationship. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. I just am curious if you guys have experienced that at all, too.
Oh, 1,000%. Because everybody talks about it, you know, when you start having relationships and kids and you just start getting other priorities in life, and you can't just at a whim text your buddies and be like, hey, you want to grab a beer tonight? It's like now if my buddy texts me, hey, you want to grab a beer tonight? It's like, well, I have to, you know, I'm supposed to hang out with Ashley, and then I'd have to get a babysitter because I don't want to leave her home alone. And then I'd have to figure out some way to make it up to her, because if I get to go out with my friends, she's going to have to go out with her friends. So it becomes a whole thing. And then by this time, he's like, dude, never mind. I just wanted to grab a beer. Like, enjoy your life. So yes, 100%. You have to put more effort into making time for your friends, because it's hard, because not only are you in a relationship, but most likely your friend is in a relationship and going through the exact same thing. So time becomes limited on both parties.
Yeah.
What do you think, Serena?
I think it would be a different situation if all of your friends were local, but because me and my friend group were kind of spread out throughout the states, it's like, we do have to put in the time and preparation to see each other. Mm. But my boyfriend, he travels a lot. So I feel like days where he's out for a few days, I can be like, oh, well, I'm going to go see my girl for a few days, or I'll go back home and blah, blah, blah. So I feel like that's going to be really beneficial for us. But I feel like when you are in a relationship, then you do, for me, it's just finding the difference between going out all the time and then staying home with your significant other. That's the big change for me. Because in New York, it's like such a scene, you know, for me and my friends, it's just like, let's go do this. Let's go try out a bar. Like, let's go to like this event, blah, blah, blah. But then now being in a relationship and being centered in Miami, I don't really know that many people in Miami. So it's just like, oh, like my best friend is my boyfriend, and that's great. You know?
Does he live in New York, the boyfriend?
No. So he also lives in Miami too.
Oh, well, that's good. Yes. Yeah, so very nice. At least you have him there with you.
Yeah.
If you were going to go out with your friend, Serena, like it was a night out, what time in New York, what time would you guys actually head out?
We would head out around like 11, 1130.
Good God.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's just like, that's so foreign to me, especially now. I mean, I guess my early 20s, because bars stay open until 4 a.m. in New York. In Rhode Island, it's only 2 a.m. in Providence. Most places, it's just 1 a.m. Man, because like, I remember in New York, like people would be like, yeah, no, you don't go out till like 11:30, 12. And I'm like, 11:30, 12? Are you out of your minds? I'm gonna be asleep. I need a Red Bull.
I mean,
I agree. It is funny to look back on the times when we would go out in LA, like when I was single, and it would, yeah, I mean, it's obviously not as bad in LA as it is in New York, but I, like, you know, you leave the house at like 10:30 and then you're out until like 3 a.m. and I literally cannot even imagine doing that right now. But more power to you guys if you can do it, and especially if you can still be in a relationship and do it too. I mean, I'm just a wussy when it comes to that kind of stuff.
But I'm such a baby too.
When I first moved to New York, it was very easy because I was so excited and I had the energy. But then once I lived here for a few years, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, shine
not
comes
so
off.
Much. Yeah.
But then, Miami's got to be more of the same. Miami's got to be like a pretty vibrant nightlife city as well, right?
Absolutely. But I feel like it's even more intense than New York. Like, I came to Miami for my 25th birthday, and I honestly didn't think I was going to survive. But luckily, where I'm staying in Miami, it's not right in the city center. It's a little bit outside. So it's like, if I want to go downtown, I'd have to like make a little bit of a trip to it.
That would have been one hell of a story, though. How did Serena die? Miami. That's all you need to say. That's all you need to know.
And now you live there. That's kind of funny how that ends up working out.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. We're glad to hear that you're doing well. You've got the boyfriend, you've got the job, you just moved to Miami. You're crushing it on all cylinders. Jared, is there anything else we want to talk bachelor related for Serena?
Well, no. I mean, we obviously, Serena, you had your time on Matt James season. You went on Paradise. Was there a show that you preferred one or the other? I know Paradise, you weren't there for too long, but what was your experience like on both Bachelor and Paradise?
Looking like from where I am now to looking back on my time there, I don't regret anything. I thought it was a great time, but in the moment there was just like a lot of emotional stress and all of that like intensity. But I would say it was a pretty positive experience. I feel like I was more excited. Like after I left Bachelor, I was like, okay, like Paradise, I think it would be way more my tempo of like having a few guys to like talk to and kind of date and see, like kind of like play the field, you know? But then ultimately I left like week one. So then I didn't really get that opportunity, but it was great. I mean, although the living conditions were a little bit intense for Paradise. So once I went in and out, I was like, okay, like that was fun. It was another experience.
How did you get on the show in the first place on The Bachelor?
So it was one of my best friends from high school nominated me. And it was during the pandemic. It's so funny. I remember this night, like just super randomly. I was staying at my sister's. New York was completely shut down. I had just taken a 9-month leave from work because no one was flying at the time. Me and my sister were drinking wine on the couch. And my friend was like, oh, I just nominated you. Like, maybe you should just apply for like to double up. I was like, okay, fuck it. Oh, nice. So I'm just like drinking my wine and like filling out like all this like dating characteristics of like what I like and what I don't like or whatever. And I just sent it in, left it at that. And then from there, it was like pretty quick. I feel like it was maybe 2 to 3 weeks where I just had like interview, medical. And then they were like, okay, like we're going to invite you. And I was like, this is perfect timing because I'm not working. I don't have to leave anything or I'm not out of pocket. So
how did that work for you specifically? Because Nemacolin's on the East Coast, right? So did they have to fly you to LA and then fly you back to Nemacolin, or did you just go straight to Nemacolin?
I went straight to Nemacolin. Like they didn't fly me to LA for anything. Yeah,
well, that's good, because I was gonna say that'd be pretty inefficient.
Yeah, and like it was funny because they were like, oh, we're gonna fly you on this flight to Pennsylvania, and I was like can I just fly myself there,
right?
Because the seats were just like in the back, and I was kind of looking at like seats to compare. I could get like on a better time, but then you know how they have to plan everything. So I was like, okay,
that's funny.
They do have to plan everything. Was that surreal for you guys as it was for me when they finally were like, hey, we want you on the show? It's like, wait, no, this is Jared. I think you called the wrong number. Are you sure?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I had missed the call. So they left a voicemail for me. So imagine my excitement when I heard it and I was just stunned. I was like, oh my gosh, the one time I'm not by my phone, this is the news I get.
I know, yeah.
That's funny. I remember I was in the hotel waiting to go film the first day, and I was still like, nah, this is probably isn't going to happen. Like, they're probably just going to give me the boot real quick right before I walk out there for the first time.
Sure enough, dude, I guess not. 1,000%, man. When I was in the hotel room, I kept convincing myself, I was like, I'm an extra. Like, I'm a backup plan in case somebody like fails a test or does something stupid. And then like that day of, they're like, okay, you got to be ready at 10 a.m., blah, 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 blah. And then even I was getting ready, I was like, all right, I guess this could happen. And then I finally got in the limo and like met other guys. And I'm like, oh my God.
After like 10 hours of being
ready. It was like 11 for me. I was probably like one of the middle limos.
Yeah.
Serena, what did you think of Matt as your bachelor?
So the reason why I applied was for him. Like, I feel like in the past, they wouldn't really tell you who it was going to be. But because it was him, I was like, you know what? Like, I think that he's great. Like, let's just try for it. And then right off the bat, super nice, well put together, just like tall, athletic, like kind of like goofy, you know, those are the qualities I kind of look for in a guy. And so I was like, let's just see where it goes.
Yeah. I think if I were to be on The Bachelor, I would want Matt to be my bachelor. I think he's probably the hottest of the bachelors, in my opinion, in my humble heterosexual opinion. That's just what I think. But
If I were to pick, I'd say I'd either want Matt or Ben. Those are my two.
Oh, Ben. Yeah. Ben's a good
up there.
Too.
Sorry, Nick.
Yeah. I remember watching Ben's season and I was like, this man can get away with murder.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think Ben, for me, like if I imagine myself like dating and marrying Ben Higgins, I think he's a little too, I just imagine him being too well endowed for me to be able to handle him, you know?
Like you'd be all over the place and he'd be more like.
No, like I think like physically speaking, he's just packing too much. He's just packing too much downstairs.
Oh, and so
I just,
that's-
I, I don't think I can handle it. Me and Kaylin were talking about this the other day. I don't remember why or how, but because Kaylin just spent a weekend in Tahoe with like Ben and Jason and them.
Yeah.
And we somehow got on the topic of Ben's penis, and I've never seen it, obviously. Like, why would I ever see Ben's penis? And I just know in my heart of hearts, he's packing something massive down there. So good for Ben.
Yeah, he's 6'4", but
because I would say that he doesn't really give off like that BDE.
Oh, I think he does. I think he does. He like makes fun of himself. He's like doesn't really care about what's going on around him. I don't know. Maybe I'm just
projecting. I would agree.
Maybe I just.
I mean, well, you know him. I don't know him. Based off his presence in the media.
Ben's 6'4", and I'm pretty sure he's still a tripod. So that's quite impressive.
Yeah. All right. Anyways,
but let's digress. Let's segue away from Ben's penis there for a little while.
That's my congratulations, bad. I'm sorry. Jess. I didn't need to bring up Ben's penis. I don't know why. I just felt compelled to. Serena, and then you went to Paradise. Who were you interested in Paradise? Or like maybe even pre-Paradise, who were you most excited to meet?
Oh my God, it was so funny. They asked me about like, oh, who would you be interested on seeing in Paradise? Like I gave them like a list.
Let's hear the list. Can we get like at least scroll. Like three names on the list?
I'll give you the names. At the time it was based off of like mice or the Katie season.
Of course it would cut out right when she's about to get the names. Is this me? This is my internet.
Like way back when. But Aaron, he was on the list. From Katie season, it was like Courtney with a Q and Austin, who they never showed up. And there was like this guy named Blake from way back when. I think he was
Blake Hortzman?
No. Blake Kilpatrick. He was like on Rachel's season or whatever. But yeah, so like before when they were asking me, I was like doing my research. And I was like, okay, like if I get to pick, but then when I showed up the first week, Aaron was the only one there. And I was like, okay, like, well, this was the guy on my list. Like, let's see what's going on.
Yeah. Aaron's hot. I like Aaron a lot. He seems like a fun guy to hang out with.
He is. Yeah, he's a good dude.
He is straight comedy, like hilarious. But like the biggest bro guy I've ever met.
Yeah, I get that vibe from him too. I've never actually met him in person, I don't think, but you can definitely tell he's like, it's funny too, because he seems like a loud, like life of the party kind of guy. But he's also like physically really large. So it's just like a weird, like double down on it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we end this podcast, let's end with some hot topics that we have. One about Kanye West and Pete Davidson. And the other one is, should you share your location with a partner? But before we do that, let's take a quick break.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
All right, welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. Myself, Dean, and Serena are all still here. This is an article from USA Today. Should I share my location with my partner? The answer isn't a simple yes or no. So obviously, sharing your location with a partner may seem like a no-brainer decision. So do you guys share your location, Dean, Serena?
No.
You don't? No. I do. I share my location with like
everybody.
40 people. I might even share with you, Jared. I don't know. I've got nothing to hide. Like, I'm sure neither of you guys have nothing to hide either. And it's kind of nice when your friends just kind of can like just check in for your location real quick. I don't know. It's kind of like a nice little insurance policy, you know?
Well, that's what this article says. It's like, oh, what's the problem? Like the answer, you know, it's not a bad thing, but it says that sharing a location can also be harmful in some situations. Someone who already experiences a lot of anxiety may decide that constantly checking their partner's location contributes to their fears in an unhealthy way. Mm. Sharing your location with someone should always be your choice. If a partner asks you to share, it's important to start with you. It says, look inward and decide whether the practice aligns with your own values and identity. Let me just say this. If I didn't share my location with Ashley, she would hack my phone and figure out exactly where I am at all times.
Yeah, she could get in there.
It's not a trust thing. She just she's like always convinced. If I don't pick up the phone, she's like, he's dead. He died. And I'm never going to talk to him again.
So she's a hypochondriac is what you're saying.
Big time.
I share my location with Kaylin. I think I've shared it since basically like day one when we started dating. It's a little different for us, I guess. Well, and probably similar for Serena too, because like, you know, we're both traveling a bunch separately and together. So it's just kind of nice to be able to have that opportunity to just like check in and see kind of where they're at. The one thing I will say I don't love about it is there are times where I'm like out doing something and like purposefully being coy about like where I am and what I'm doing. Just like mostly because I just don't want any scrutiny for like, you know, like let's say I wanted to gamble for an hour. So I go to the casino and I just like don't want to tell anyone because I'm not like super proud of it. And Kaylin will like check my location and then like give me for it, you know? And there's those moments where I'm like, well, like just don't look at where I am and just like just be fine with me being an hour later than I'm supposed to be or something like that. So there are definitely moments where I'm like, oh, you shouldn't be creeping on where I am. You should just, you know, be okay not knowing, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. But why don't you share yours with your boyfriend, Serena?
I don't know. We just never really had that conversation. And I mean, it would make sense because we are traveling everywhere all the time. I just feel like if I did have his location, I would just be checking it as if just as much as I'd be checking Instagram. I'd be like, oh, okay, like we're at a coffee shop. Like I know what you're getting, a little hazelnut latte, you know? So it's just like, if I want to know where he's at, I'll just be like, what are you up to? What are you doing? Or whatever. Cause like, he's always in meetings or like meeting with players or like talking to families and stuff like that. So.
Did you say meeting with players?
Yes.
What does he do for a job?
He is an NFL agent.
What?
Yeah. Wow. This is big news.
Holy, that's awesome.
Yeah, he definitely had a really good year for him. So it's definitely upped the meetings and all of the busyness.
Can you tell us who he represents? I guess it's all public knowledge, right?
Yeah. I mean, yesterday we just watched Hard Knocks on HBO.
And with the Lions?
And one of his players from this draft in April was Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, I know the name.
Yeah. And he represents a few other players on that team. So he's actually headed there right now to like watch them and see what's going on and see if they're going to make a cut and whatnot.
If he ever needs an intern for, you know, just to get coffee or, you know, tell him he's doing a great job, like I'm your man. You just let me know. I'll be ready.
I know. So he's just been like, oh my God, football season's about to start. He's so excited. And I'm just like, okay, like I'll see you when I see you.
Oh, that's so cool. Sorry to like, you know, really just go off the rails there. But when you said players, I was like, wait a minute, my ears perked up. I was like, players? What do you mean he's talking to players?
It's super interesting learning about his job and like what he does for the players and like how it all, like instead of just the game side, just like seeing what else is happening on like the outside.
It's so interesting.
It's funny that you guys live in Miami too. It makes me think of that HBO show Ballers. I just imagine your boyfriend being The Rock now.
I've definitely seen the show and I was like, this is what it must be like.
Yeah,
like,
this is my boyfriend. My boyfriend is Dwayne Johnson.
Years and stuff like that.
That's funny. Well, congratulations to him for having a good year, I guess, right? We're excited football's back. I was just messaging Jared privately, talking about the Patriots, and he obviously had a rebuttal saying the Broncos are not going to win a single game this year, but I don't...
Well, they're actually going to be very good. But you've seen that video of Russell Wilson, right? Where he's like, let's ride. Oh, yeah. Broncos Nation. Let's ride.
the amount of times me and my brothers have said let's ride to each other in the past 2 months is disgusting.
Dude, I love Russell Wilson. I hope Denver's good. Yeah. Broncos Nation. Know. Let's ride.
I like Russell Wilson, but he's
a weird guy.
He's a weird guy. And Mr. look, if you're
Mr.
winning
Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited. I he's so cringe. If you're winning, you can be as weird as you want. So we have to win. And if we're not winning, then there'll be a mutiny against him.
Well, that's why I love him, because I think he's a winner.
Are you guys setting up a fantasy league? Do you guys do that every year?
Yeah. Matt's
in it.
We do have a Matt in a league. We have got like a couple bachelor guys that have done a league for like 3 years now, which I imagine we're going to do again this year, but we haven't really talked much about it.
I'll text Tanner.
Who won the past couple of years?
No, I won last. No, I got second last year.
You almost won. I won the first year, the first ever year we did it. I won. I beat Tanner in the finals on a Monday Night Football game between the Bills and the Pats. I'll never forget the moment I realized I won. I was dancing around like a fool.
In the finals.
In the finals. We won like, it was like, because we all put in like $300. It was like $2,000 I won. It was huge. That's why I was so excited. I was like,
People get crazy with like the wagers and the bets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you have no idea.
Do you do it, Serena? Do you play fantasy football?
So this year, I'm going to make my girls. We're going to make a league. I got like 10 of us. And my boyfriend, Jamie, was like, okay, I'm going to set up like the draft and how everything goes. He's like, I'm going to help you a little bit, but not a lot, because it's going to be unfair if you're playing with your girls. So I'm excited to see how the draft is going to go for us.
I really want to get Kaylin in a league because I want her to care more about watching football with me on Sundays.
And I think it definitely makes it more exciting, because sometimes we'll just place a few bets on like games and stuff. And then you're just like, oh, we want them to win because we want our money and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like sports betting is definitely a little bit fun.
You definitely need to get Kaylin on that fantasy football train, because it will work. She will care more about football. One of my closest friend's wife doesn't give a crap about football. And she started playing fantasy. And like every Sunday, dude, she's always on her phone. She's like, oh, Brady sucks.
Do you think Ashley would want to be in her league, Jared?
No. Well, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. The reason I say no is because I don't think she'd be very good. And the reason I said no, I was like, well, there's like $300 down the drain if we do another 300. And then I was like, oh, like that's my money. But if I win it, I could win it back if I win. So
okay, but really, if Kaylin and Ashley join a league, you're not going to pretend that you guys aren't going to help them. Like,
no, I wouldn't help. Well, I'm already in like four leagues anyways. I'm already overburdened with leagues. Oh, so yeah. Kaylin's all on
too
her
many.
Own.
Too many.
I always sign up for like five leagues and then I choose one that I actually care about.
Yeah. And it's hard not to care about the more expensive ones. You want the one with the money. Like our fantasy Bachelor Fantasy League is the most expensive one that I have. So I'm like, well, naturally I should care about this the most.
1000%.
But whatever. One more hot topic real quick. Do you guys want to talk about Pete and Kim Kardashian? Because it's been burning a hole in me all week long. So they broke up, obviously, and then Kanye rebutted, right, Jared? Is that what the story is? Kanye like did some weird Instagram stuff.
I think I really need Ashley here to break it down. All I know is that so Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian sadly broke up this past week. Very sad. But apparently Kanye West has been bullying Pete Davidson online so badly that Pete Davidson is in therapy now because of it. That's what I kind of heard. I know it's crazy. Hold on, we'll go through this article very quickly. So obviously Kanye West has been pretty much at war with Pete Davidson ever since the news out that they were dating. They were going back and forth. And in February, apparently Kanye photoshopped his face on a poster from the 2016 movie Civil War. That's pretty good. While also photoshopping the faces of everyone else on his side and everyone on Pete Davidson's side. If you haven't seen Civil War, that's Captain America versus Iron Man. So now this is Kanye versus Pete. And then he also shared an image of a New York Times front page that reads Skeet Davidson dead at age 28, which, you know, that's not cool because then Kanye was pretty much threatening to kill him. But on Friday, after the news that Kardashian and Pete Davidson split, Kanye's with the, this is where it gets a little confusing. So stay with me, guys. Kanye West's fifth divorce attorney. I didn't even know you could have you would need five divorce attorneys. But anyway, his fifth divorce attorney, Samantha Spector, quit her position as Kanye's counsel. Now, she told an LA County judge that her relationship with Kanye was fractured. The divorce trial is set to start later this year in December between Kanye and Kim. I don't know. This whole thing's very odd. The whole Pete Davidson and Kanye West thing. They have kids together, and obviously Kanye's going after Pete, and then Pete and Kim broke up, and the divorce is coming. So my question to you guys is, how messy does a breakup really need to get? Like, is it in times to just kind of like move on from your ex and not hold these grudges? For example, Serena, if you and Jamie unfortunately broke up and Jamie started dating someone new, but you're kind of still into him, would you really go after them on social media, or would you just kind of move on with your life?
Absolutely not. I am the queen of being unbothered, putting a front that I'm over it, I'm done. Like, you would never catch me being petty or saying anything negative about someone else's new relationship.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that. I think that's the appropriate reaction to it. But people like Kanye over here going crazy about it. Do you follow this drama at all, Serena?
So I didn't see exactly what Kanye posted, but I've been kind of in the mix of like since the divorce and her getting with Pete. And for what it's worth, I just always thought that her and Pete would never go the distance. Like, I knew it was just kind of like the bad pancake, like, just get it out of the way.
The bad pancake.
What do you mean? So why did you think that?
Because it's just, I just feel like Pete is just not in Kim's caliber. Like, Pete is kind of just like the funny dude that's just like someone that makes you feel good, whatever. But like, I don't know them personally, but in all seriousness, I just feel like Pete is not like a husband material.
Mm. See, I'm kind of the opposite. I think Pete is too good for Kim K.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Kim, everyone always talks about how Kim is like the embodiment of physical female perfection. And I just don't see it. It's just like too much work, too much. I mean,
she's pretty hot. I'm not going to lie.
She looks good in photos, sure.
But I mean, I understand where you're. She's not. I get it. Ashley, are you here? Would you describe Kim Kardashian as a natural beauty? Ashley says yes. So, I mean,
she's not.
Dean says that she's not. So, I mean, she's very beautiful, but I agree it's tough because there's been so much things that she's openly admitted to getting work done over the years that, like, she hasn't gotten too much work.
She hasn't admitted to too much work, which is annoying.
I thought she just admitted, like, getting her stomach tucked in. No,
just annoying that this girl is a role model for young women all over the place. But it doesn't matter. We can talk about.
Well, my point
time.
Being to wrap this up. So Pete Davidson. This was from a People article magazine. Pete Davidson has been in trauma therapy due to Kanye West's online harassment, talking about like the whole thing he posted about how the New York Times, his fake New York Times article that Pete Davidson was dead.
That's not a natural beauty.
That is a natural beauty. She's showing me high school photos of Kim Kardashian. Yes, she's very pretty. No one's denying this. Anyway. She's a very, very pretty girl. And that kid, he also put under the caption, Kid Cudi meant to play funeral, but fearful of bottle throwers. Dude, Kanye is going off the rails with this Pete Davidson son stuff.
And
that's crazy.
Every time I see Kanye like act out or whatever at this point, I'm just like, he's just being crazy.
Can't Pete Davidson like file charges? Isn't that a threat?
Probably. And I mean, I've seen like Pete's like stand-ups and some interviews, and I'm sure that he is like emotionally have gone through some situations where he has to deal with a lot of like help and stuff like that. So I don't think that the media helps at all, especially someone as big as Kanye coming after him, you know.
True Just kind of makes it even a little bit worse. All right, well, that's gonna do it for this week's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. Serena, thank you so much for being a guest co-host with us today. We really appreciate you opening up about everything. Jared, thank you as always for hosting this episode with me and Serena. And for the listeners out there, thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in on Thursday for our callers where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.